Welcome to America Weekend.
America Weekend.
I never was captain of the football team. You ain't never been a prom queen.
Okay, let's get back to the conversation that you've been waiting for with bated breath. You've been waiting. Where are those people that talk about what's going on? I want to know. 33 after the hour. Hopefully the sun is shining where you are and you'll be able to watch things grow. Molly Page is here with Ken Kessler. We are doing people in the news in this hour. Michelle Leonard. Did I pronounce her name? L-E-O-N-H-A-R-T. Leonard? Leonard? Leonard, I think, probably. She's the person who runs the Department of Drug Enforcement, DEA. She is going to retire. She's worked so hard and so long that she needs to rest. So it has nothing to do with the mounting pressure on her, has nothing to do with the scathing government report detailing allegations that her agents attend sex parties with prostitutes, nothing to do with any of that. She's just old and tired. You've seen a picture of her? She looks a little like Molly.
Just what?
Not old. Well, being facetious in that she's not old, nor is she tired, but she's really bad at her job. So let's get rid of somebody else. DEA, out. Head of the Secret Service, out. Head of the VA, out. Head of the Justice Department, out. Anybody
she
left?
She looks nothing like me. Let's get back to that. Okay.
All right. Protect your turf.
Thank you.
Yeah, back to what's important.
Yeah.
That's
right. She doesn't look like me at all. All right, so she's gonzo. Here's Marvin Horn's story. Marvin Horn is the raisin farmer who is going to the Supreme Court in a bid to stop the feds from demanding he hand over his dried fruit crop without just compensation. Plans to argue the government is violating his Fifth Amendment rights under an old policy. According to the Department of Agriculture, handlers of raisins who package the crop must hand over a portion of their yield each year. But producers who actually grow the raisins get to keep all the fruits of their labor. In 2000, Mr. Horn was a handler, tried to become a producer. Several years later, the USDA told him that he needed to hand over 47% of his grapes to the government. He refused to do so. The agency hit him with a $700,000 fine. The law requiring all raisin growers to give the government a certain amount of their crop each year is part of a 1937 law, which was created during the Depression. It was designed to keep prices steady. Do you know how furious this stuff makes me? And the fact that it's taken this long for this outrageous injustice, you talk about getting screwed when you die, and farmers and landowners get it worse than anybody else. Here's the government, the bullies in the government, going back. And I'm more flabbergasted that it's taken this long to deal with this egregious situation. Who the hell are they to just say, all right, you have to give us half of your crop? Why? We take it and we sell it and we put the money in the general fund. Why am I giving you half of what I've raised? That'd be like me being told, I sell 100 gallons of milk a day, I better give the government 50. What is this? Russia?
It's like a protection racket.
It is. These guys, they did it at the end of the, well, it was after Prohibition. But do you get my drift here? This is something that came out of the Depression, and nobody, and where's the leadership in the Department of Agriculture? Vilsack, or whoever his predecessor was, and the predecessor before that, and the predecessor before that. Those of you who are farmers, do you realize what has gone on here for all these years? And to what end? There was no reason other than it was supposed to be protecting the prices. So if the government was like the government buying up oil or whatever there may be too much of, bullets, you name it. Government buys it up to keep the prices steady. That's an old ruse, an old trick, not used so much anymore. So the government takes half of your raisin supply and then sells it on the open market and puts the money. They didn't have anything to do with raising. As a matter of fact, they probably, if they do like most of the USDA people, they got in the way, screwed up this guy's operation. And then they take half of his produce. What in the world is going on here? I had no idea this sort of thing was going on. Did you? Anybody?
No, I didn't.
I think you ought to, let's post that on Facebook, Kenny, okay?
Sure.
Good God.
Well, it's amazing it's taken this long.
Yeah, it is.
In the story a little bit further down, Justice Elena Kagan jokingly referred to the law as the world's most outdated law. And this was
this will get thrown. This guy's going to win. And I hope he sues the hell out of it. He can't really sue the government because the law was on the books. And hopefully he doesn't have to pay that. He won't pay the $700,000 fine. And then people will not be. It's like the feudalism of the. Of the Middle Ages. Landowners say, well, you give us 3/4 of your crop for the for us being nice enough to let you use our land. And that's what that smacks of. Good Lord.
Wild.
Yeah. All right. Speaking of wild, Francis Jared, is it Pusak? Is that his name? Another name in the news? Francis
sure.
Jared Pusak. You going for that, Kenny?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, so he's in San Bernardino, California. And speaking of settlements, this guy didn't want to pay $700,000, Mr. Horn. What's up with Mr. Pusak, Molly?
Well, this is the guy that led police on a chase, first in a car, and then he stole a horse, and he was riding his the stolen horse across the desert in San Bernardino with a TV helicopter overhead, filming the whole thing.
Right.
When deputies finally caught up with him, the horse got scared by the helicopter. The guy landed on the ground, Pusak. Mm-hmm. We'll call him Francis.
Right.
And the cops
FJ,
just...
you can call him.
There, thank you. Okay, so the cops just beat him purple.
Oh, another great example of police protection, yeah?
All caught
Why'd they
on
beat
camera.
Him up? Because he fell off the horse?
Oh, probably because he made them chase him.
Ah, okay.
There was no really other reason.
Was he doing something bad? Is that why they chased him in the first place?
They were originally going after him for alleged identity theft. And then he stole the car. And then he stole the horse.
He's a thief.
He's a thief. They were very annoyed. So they really beat him up, kicked him, all caught on camera, punched him in the face, all of that. Well, they've settled now.
How much did they give him? So he doesn't have to go to jail. He's going to get money instead.
You know, they haven't disclosed that, whether he's going to be held accountable for stealing the car and the horse and if he actually is guilty of identity theft. But they've reached a settlement deal of $650,000, and that was on April 9th.
Huh.
It was just announced today.
Really?
April 9th is when they... That was quick, moving very quickly on that.
I would say that would indicate something was wrong in Pleasantville.
Yeah, the 10 deputies placed on leave.
Really? You know, sooner or later, they're going to be... more former policemen who are looking for jobs with Black Hawk or we're going to work with Paul Blart, the mall cop. Hey. All right, so Kenny, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day Show. What do we have that's rumbling around there that I need to give more attention to but haven't so far?
Comments about Freddie Gray, about Earth Day.
What are people saying about Freddie Gray?
Paul says this whole thing is so despicable. At this rate, there will be a black killed by police cable channel.
Whoa, there's a stinger. Woo. All right, what else?
Helen says, America, where police kill people with impunity. I am ashamed, horrified, and angry. When is this going to stop?
I think there's a good reason to be ashamed, horrified, and angry. Yeah, that's an appropriate feeling, I think, when it comes to all of this stuff. Time for these people to be reined in and for us to go back or to find a way to have better trained, better equipped, better paid, and fewer policemen. That's my mantra. As long as you've known me, Kenny, have I changed my mantra?
No, it's always been that.
It's always been that. Because this stuff's been going on, it's just getting more coverage or there's more of it, one or the other. You'd think that with all the light being shown on this stuff, there'd be less of it. But apparently, okay, let's have more of it. Or is it just goes on everywhere and now we're just finding out because people have cameras? Has this been going on like this for years and years and decades and forever? Apparently.
That's what I think.
I do too.
Yeah.
All right, what else, Kenny?
Ernie says, these cops in Baltimore should be in jail, not just suspended. Mm-hmm. They've got to stop feeling like they're above the law.
Way too often that's the case. What is the blue coat of silence? Mm-hmm. Something like that. Yeah. All right. Anything else?
One more. Ralph says, I'd like to know what, quote, fled unprovoked upon noticing police presence, end quote, means. What is unprovoked fleeing, and how does that let police use deadly force?
Mm. You're running away from us. Blam, 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 blam. Not cool. In a moment, from the What Will Women Wear in Their Girdle department, Molly has the exclusive Good Day Report, 17 before the hour.
Today on App Check, backstab. Use your deadly skills in your quest for justice and revenge. Exciting 3D adventure game. Backstab. It's a hit.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
As a kid, he was labeled slow. His parents took him to a doctor because he was so old before he started talking.
When he finally did start, he had a strange quirk of saying what he was going to say under his breath before saying it in a normal tone.
He didn't do well in school. One teacher told him he'd never amount to anything and suggested he drop out.
He did get a college degree, but it took him 9 years to get a job in his chosen profession, teaching.
In spite of his deficiencies, Albert Einstein is considered a creative genius.
Time magazine named him the scientist of the century, in a century dominated by science.
Don't let your weaknesses hold you back. Develop your strengths for big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Times are tough. Do you wish they were better? Well, wishing is the first step, but it takes more to get the genie out of the lamp. Here's the science of it.
I want to ask you a question.
What do well-wishers know you don't know?
Do you know anything?
They use mental performance to their advantage. Instead of just wishing, they mentally visualize successfully achieving what they want. Based on learning theory, also known as habituation, mentally rehearsing the steps to get what you wish for is far more powerful than just thinking or wanting it.
You got your wish!
Also, beware, the reverse is true. If you continually see yourself failing, you'll get the failure before the success.
You idiot!
What's the cheap psychological trick? Be careful what you wish for. You'll get it when you dwell and activate the steps to make your wish come true. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. Another global warming reality check. Falsehood number 3. Global warming will help sea life. Fact, the ocean is becoming highly acidic because of contact with airborne CO2 from human activity. Many forms of ocean life use calcium carbonate to form their skeletons or shells, like coral reefs and shellfish. Ocean acidification destroys this kind of sea life. Now here's an easy home experiment that'll simply show how it works. Take a piece of chalk, put it in a glass of water, then slowly add a simple acid like some plain vinegar. The water will start to bubble, emitting CO2, and the chalk will simply dissolve. In 2005 on the West Coast, hundreds of thousands of seabirds failed to breed. Due to this ocean acidification, fewer phytoplankton, coral reefs, and bottom-feeding shellfish also means fewer fish for both human.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Let's get to the real serious news today. Big story about a woman being pulled over because of something she had in her girdle.
It was a frightening situation for authorities.
Yes.
But
sure
we found out why. An arriving passenger at John F. Kennedy International Airport, she was very, very nervous.
Really?
And the reason, she had 4 pounds of cocaine hidden in her girdle and underwear.
Hmm.
Spanx couldn't tackle that.
Really?
Authorities said, this happened on Monday, that the 70-year-old Olive
what?
Fowler...
What? She's 70?
Yeah.
And she's got
she's
this 7
She's not slowing down.
Wow.
No? I mean, I guess if you're 70, you would think you'd just naturally be a little lumpy, maybe.
Yeah.
Right? She's like, it's the perfect crime.
You're not working out, perhaps, yes.
So she arrived in New York from Ghana on April 12th. Customs Border Protection officers escorted her to a private room and found cocaine while she was searching for about $73,000.
Where is the no-no song from Ringo when we need it?
Right.
Here's, let's see, we've got a couple of anniversaries today. Earth Day. How many years have we been celebrating Earth Day? Would you believe it's 45 years old today?
But it's had some work done.
It has, right. Yes, right, yeah. Getting some work done. A few of the plates are moving around here and there. And it's also the 25th anniversary of the Hubble spacecraft being in orbit. Millions, in fact, of pictures, observations, some of the farthest and oldest galaxies ever beheld by human eyes. The Hubble spacecraft, a gigantic accomplishment by mankind. Gigantic. And look at the pictures. Those of you who can even begin, this goes back to my ruse, that's the right word, focusing on what we can't possibly understand about life. I was with somebody yesterday who was talking about the things that are so much out of this world and trying to, again, I take it in stride almost to the point of thinking, oh, yeah, it makes a lot of sense. But when people hear me talking about somebody connecting my dog, who has been gone now for 2 weeks, and my mother, who's been gone for 50 years, you know, in polite company, if I were a drinking person and I was going to a Friday night party, maybe that might be taken into account as something you'd hear at a cocktail party after somebody had 4 or 5 drinks. But no, I don't drink. Maybe I don't need to. But how many, do you believe in that sort of thing, Molly?
I can't say yes or no. I think it's possible. I think it's plausible.
Mm-hmm.
There's part of me that wants proof of everything, but there's no such thing.
No, there isn't. There is no proof of most things, in fact.
Yeah.
Kenny, what about you?
Yeah, oh yeah, I believe.
Yeah. See? He's been around me a long time. Molly, you'll get it after a while.
It'll rub off.
No, really.
I even have Richie believing in some of this stuff, huh? What'd you say, Kenny?
I'm not just saying that to
No,
to
I know
agree.
You're not. No, I know okay. you. No. I look at your eyes and I sit across the table while you're having those eggs. I get it. Yeah. And it's something, if you just let go of your fears, that's all you're going to do. There's nothing wrong with thinking it because you're probably thinking it anyway. Just don't think there's something wrong with thinking it. And then you'll be okay. 51 after on Good Day.